This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you so much, Mpelo Siyabonga Kulu, for coming to us live. So we've got Department of Education, Amajuba District. Ekhona lana as well as Dannhauser local municipality. Njoba sikhona la Dannhauser local municipality north of KZN ila isikhona njengamanje vele. I do not know ukuthi Dannhauser is quite close to Newcastle omakhelwane.
Man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But njengamanje I've got to Mr. Kanyile, who is one of the coordinators for yonke le event njengoba namhlanje vele is success.
Wow.
He's from the Department of Basic Education, Amajuba District. Mhlambe, before I welcome him, I must congratulate him. I must congratulate a district for achieving 91%
good wow.
Results in 2025. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Makanya, on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes, 91% Amajuba. It's not a chance play.
You are right. Yeah, that's right. It's not a chance play.
Definitely. Wow, man. How did that make you feel at the time, Gumeship 2025?
Very happy and unbelievable. But looking at the work, the effort we put to our leaders, we ended up congratulating ourselves for the results that we received in 2021. We were working on weekends. We were inviting all the people from different universities to come and assist in terms of subject knowledge or content to help our learners, or especially in mathematics and physical science, to help our learners understand the concepts. Because what we've realized is that learners do not make it in matric because they do not understand concepts. So we roped in people who can clarify what you call a conceptual understanding for learners to do better in their scholastic performance.
Definitely. And I would assume that your line of duty ends in a metric 11 as the basic education of education. Why is it important for the district like Amajuba to actually expose grade 12 learners even beyond your line of duty, the higher education learners, as we are seeing here today this morning?
Let me start by saying my main duty is to coordinate all the career guidance programs. So in my research, I realized that although we do organize career exhibitions, but AMA Open Days to me are far better than e-career exhibitions, because that is where learners get to go there to see their lecturers, to understand fields or programs or disciplines that universities are offering. Because at times they delay to make their applications because they do not have the understanding of the programs that universities offer. So I've brought in this MUT so that they can have that clarification and be confident in choosing an appropriate career.
Definitely, Mr. Makanya. And I'm seeing, I'm seeing thousands of learners here from different schools. Maybe if you can just tell us, how were these schools selected within the district?
So, in my experience at Amajuba District, I realized that golden opportunities are always at Newcastle CMC, because it is in the township and they've got so many things they can use to assist themselves in education. But for me, to bring this to Dannhauser CMC, it was for the fact that Dannhauser is neglected. It's deep rural. So they're not they don't have libraries, they don't have Wi-Fi, they're not exposed so much as the schools in township. So, and yet, they are the schools that are performing very well without the necessary equipment. So I decided to bring this to them so that they can take this opportunity and go to universities to improve their lives.
Definitely. And from your experience in the Amajuba district, what are some of the challenges that you have faced as the district, especially you're saying that it's a rural area, challenges for students accessing higher education. What were some of the challenges that you have encountered from your experience?
Yeah, in my experience, our applications from this side, they delay a lot because one, they do not have access to Wi-Fi. It seems they are expected to make applications online, so they do not have access to computers, laptops and stuff like that. So they don't have, in most cases, people like yourself who are from high institutions of learning who come and speak to them. It is for that reason that I've brought you in here, because challenges of that nature are a hindrance towards their progress in life. So I just want to break that path so that they can see now it's okay, universities are here, so they welcome us, this can change our lives, we can this can help us, this can help them do better and look forward to the future.
Yes. My last question, Mr. Makanya, your last words now to the matric class of 2026. We've seen the results in 2025. They were absolutely amazing. What are now your words to the class of 2026 as they are approaching their final exams towards the end of the year?
I would say they must try full support for their future better, because they must remember that this is the only chance they've got to see themselves better in the next 4 years. And in the next 4 years, this should enable them to look back with pride and forward with confidence, knowing that they can face the future. And it is through education that they can be successful in life. So they must do what we call work first and pleasure afterwards. They must dedicate themselves towards their learning, towards their schoolwork, and make sure that this will help them change their situations at school. It is the chance, the first and the last chance they've got. They must take it with both hands, and they should know which, this is the final door in their schooling life. They should open. When they pull it hard, it will open up. They will see the light and fly like birds for the rest of their life.
Makanya, thank you so much for joining us on MET Radio. We really appreciate your time and for speaking to us as MET Radio. Siyabonga kakhulu. That is Mr. Makanya joining us on the MUT Radio Mvelo. Apologies.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.